You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that the government will declare a climate change emergency. This declaration is non-binding, but Ardern says the motion intends to hold the government accountable and recognises that they are taking the issue seriously. I talked to Dr. Julie MacArthur, a senior lecturer in politics and international relations and public policy at the University of Auckland, about the declaration and key environmental policy issues facing Aotearoa. We also discussed her research into environmental programs and climate resilient infrastructure and what needs to be done to reduce emissions.
I've been working two main streams of research for the last kind of 5 to 7 years. One of them is on the role of communities in energy transitions. And by communities, I don't mean just individuals in communities. I mean collectives. So people working together through nonprofit associations or Indigenous, First Nations, and Maori groups working as collectives to develop new infrastructure or use the infrastructure we currently have in different ways so that the benefits and the costs are more justly distributed. So I'm really interested in how we design different kinds of organizations in that might contribute to more a just climate transition, energy transition. So that's one focus. And I've been doing that research here in New Zealand, mapping what's called the community energy sector, but then also comparing what's happening in this space in countries like Denmark, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And another main kind of stream of research for me is also on the broader theme of just transitions and energy transitions. And what I'm looking about at there, though, is inclusivity on a gender frame. So I'm really interested in where are the women and non-binary people in energy transitions. And part of the work there is trying to understand who currently has the jobs that are in green versus less green parts of the energy sector, and how that's changed over time, and whether moves towards closing the gender pay gap and bringing more women into more tech fields is something that we're seeing in these areas, in areas of new energy infrastructure or not.
So in your opinion, what are the key environmental policy issues facing New Zealand that we should be concerned about? And what is the government currently doing to ensure that we are building climate resilient infrastructure needed to cut emissions in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because, so for example, if you look at the Ministry for the Environment's website and they have some information there about energy transitions and climate change program, and you hear language about a just and inclusive society, a climate resilient economy, and being a leader, and certainly the New Zealand government has taken a range of actions, particularly in the last kind of 4 or 5 years. We've seen a bit more action. But there was recently an article just this week and where the British High Commissioner to New Zealand, Laura Clark, she told a climate change conference that she's concerned about this credibility gap in New Zealand. And certainly a lot of people that I follow are also worried about this. The idea that there's this week potentially a declaration of a climate emergency that Jacinda Ardern talked about, climate change being New Zealand's nuclear-free moment, but that there is this gap between what we're seeing happen with emissions overall, which in New Zealand's one of the only countries out of kind of 43, I think, industrialized nations that have had its net emissions increase significantly since 1990. I think it's the second highest. So you're seeing in New Zealand an increase, so going in the wrong direction in many ways, particularly since 1990. And there have been little bits of action, but certainly not nearly as radical, transformative, kind of coordinated as many people who are really up on the scale of the climate challenge would hope. So for example, some of the things we've seen is the Zero Carbon Act. And the Zero Carbon Act brought in the Climate Change Commission, which doesn't make new laws or rules, but it's going to advise government and collect information and provide an important kind of catalyzing role, hopefully. The Zero Carbon Act also brought in emissions budgets and a net zero target by 2050. Of course, some of the challenges there is 2050 is a really long time away. And what we need to do is in the very near term, in the next 2 to 5 years, to kind of turn the Titanic of emissions. So some of the other things we've been seeing happen here in New Zealand were the ban on oil and gas exploration. Of course, that included a grandfathering of the projects that were already going, so it didn't revoke previous permits. It just prevented new ones. There's a move to stop using coal boilers because, of course, New Zealand's electricity is already largely renewable from or clean compared to our neighbors like Australia. So it's already overwhelmingly based on hydro and geothermal. So the goal is to get to 100%. So there is some action on that and phase out the remaining fossil fuel burning or combustion, which, of course, contributes to climate change. The rest of the programs had to do with reforming the emissions trading scheme, so setting a cap on that. But again, we're seeing one of the things I'd like to, I mean, a lot of people know this already, but the dates are really important. So projecting things out for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years doesn't get us changing things right now. And that's really where the gap is and where we need. So the things we're not seeing in New Zealand, I think that's almost just as interesting. So what we're not seeing is a ban on importing vehicles that are combustion engine that are powered by fossil fuels. And you are seeing other countries bringing those in. So banning new cars that use fossil fuels to power them.
So Jacinda Ardern did announce that the government will declare a climate emergency. What does this actually mean, and how accountable is this holding them?
Yeah, well, that's one of the criticisms, of course, isn't it, of climate emergency. So a number of other countries have declared them as well. Ireland is one, Canada, the UK. And symbolically, it is important because it signifies an awareness, acceptance, and commitment, much like that declaration of a nuclear-free moment. And what it does allow citizens and scholars and interested folks to do is to then go back to the government if there isn't action, much like many of us do with a nuclear-free moment statement, and say, but look at what you've done. And there, of course, you get to point out the kind of credibility gap between bold statements and not a lot of action. So the declaration of the emergency in and of itself doesn't really do much, right? But what it does do is allow you then to essentially argue with the government and point out the contradiction of acknowledging on one hand and not doing a lot on the other. Now, what I would say, though, is there are a lot of different programs going on. There's a lot of work, I know, going on in various ministries of the New Zealand government trying to bring forward the regulations and the plan to actually get those emissions down. So funds for, again, shifting the burning of fossil fuels by industry, setting caps on the emissions trading scheme, the 1 billion trees fund. You know, there's a lot of work going on, but I just like to reiterate the point that we're not getting it coordinated quickly enough. And I think that's the concern that a number of people have, that some of the policy tools, like especially around transport, we're not seeing, and that we still are waiting for kind of the real investment into shifting the building sector, shifting the transport sector, and things like that.
And do you think COVID-19 has given us a chance to reflect on what we've not done in the past and to rebuild New Zealand to be more climate resilient and to restore nature?
I think so. I mean, it's created a lot of challenges too, because there's a lot of pressure on the government to, on the one hand, there's an acknowledgement that governments around the world are having to go into significant debt to have the wage subsidies, to keep businesses going, to actually run something like managed isolation facilities and things like that. So there's a financial challenge for the government, but there's absolutely a huge opportunity in this, as a number of people are now far more willing to say, wow, we have huge challenges and the government plays a very important role in addressing issues. So there was a time when a lot more people were skeptical that the government could address problems effectively. And I think in New Zealand and in many other countries, there's a kind of resurgence in we need the state to coordinate coordinate. We need the state to play this role where they backstop and address crises. And certainly with climate change, that's absolutely necessary. And as a lot of people are sitting back and taking stock of what are the industries that are going to help us weather future storms, what are the kinds of social networks that we need to be developing so that when crises hit, you know where to go. That a really important example, I just hosted a community energy forum here at the University of Auckland on Thursday and Friday, and people were talking about, particularly in Māori communities, the importance of having a marae or having an area where there's a backup source of power generation, that there's food, that when storms hit and there are infrastructural disruptions, that there's a place for people to gather and go and stay warm and get fed. That kind of knowledge about where to go, and also that the infrastructure facilitates that when we're going into the next decade, which is going to be very, very challenging, not just because of COVID, but because of the really, really crucial and frankly quite scary impacts of climate change.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
And that was Dr. Julie MacArthur on environmental and climate change policies in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.